Matt Laurie has got a couple at each of those meetings. He joins us on the line on the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going all right, buddy. All right, there's a bit going on in the stable today. What's your best for the punters?
Icelandic. I think she's pretty smart.
Miss Icelandic. $3 in the early market at tab.com.au.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Miss Icelandic is going to win again. Miss Icelandic, two links on Galica.
The Early Mail.
Yes, Early Mail today. We are racing at Mornington. We had a big night last Friday night at Cranbourne, so just around the corner. So we're in the region of sweet spot for us on the Early Mail today, and we need another winner. We'll see what we can do about that. What sort of surface were you racing on, please, Al?
Currently a soft 5, the rail out 8 metres. No Pano available at this stage, but the going stick is 9.4. So soft 5, rail 8 metres.
Soft 5, rail 8 there at Mornington. Today. All right, well, let's get a winner then. And we're going to track down Brent Stanley to help us out to get one of those today. And I reckon we've got one in the offing. We'll see what we can do about that. Brent, good morning.
Morning, how are you doing?
All right, buddy. Are we bullish today? Are we feeling good?
I'm feeling freezing, actually. Bendigo's bar me one. Hopefully I can warm up later on today. But, yeah, two runners. I've scratched two sticky barriers and not suiting for a couple of them. But the ones that are going... Hopefully, if found their right race, Dan Bacast has been knocking on the door. He's been a bit stiff with muddle run races. So hopefully today, with the rail at 8 metres, soft 5, nice giving it up to 2,000 metres, he can get that maiden yellow.
So that's race 2, number 6, Vanbrugh Castle, as you say, $3.30 at the early markets at tab.com.au. As you say, been placed last four starts, trying to break the maiden today. The step up in distance, is that what you've sort of been waiting for as well?
Yeah, we have been. Yeah, been waiting for the step up and... same thing, accepted and scratched a couple of times through barriers. And today just seems a bit nice for it, a little bit of speed in for him. He's drawing good. Get a nice tag up behind him, a couple of them, and hopefully he's up in distance. He can show his better form.
That's race 2, number 6, Vanbrugh Castle, $3.30 at tab.com.au. Then you got race 7, number 7. I don't know how to say this. How do we say this horse?
Effie.
Effie, right, it's spelled A-O-I-F-E, and it's Effie, right, I'll take your word for that. Looking to break through, two starts back at Bendigo, had a win over the 1,600 metres on a soft track up to the 2050 this time around. We're going to be winning today?
Yeah, well, she had to go to same thing, there was just no 2,000 metre races on for her whatsoever, so she had to run way out of a class and back to the mile at Flemington. Just to tick over, that was last Saturday week in a fairly good race. So she held her own, going to wave it up 2,000 metres. She drew on good. She'll win the first couple and she'll take a hell of a lot of beating today, I think.
She'll take a hell of a lot of beating. I like when you say that sort of stuff. So for my dollar today, for the punters that are listening, how would you play it?
Yeah, race 2 all up, race 7.
Oh, I love that. We're going to go straight in for the double. That is magnificent, Brent. I'll tell you what, we'll be cheering it loud and proud around these parts for the afternoon. We appreciate your time, mate. Go get them.
Cheers, guys. Good luck, everyone.
Thank you very much, Brent Stanley, with us. We're going the double. We're going the double, and I like it. I'll tell you what, if you're going from Bendigo to Mornington, there's a reason. There's a reason. You've got to get across town, all the traffic out. You're sitting there. You're looking a little bit perplexed. You're going from Bendigo to Mornington. There's a reason. You scratch two, so you know they can't win.
I'm cautiously pessimistic.
So you're bringing two.
Cautiously pessimistic.
Is this
because
your Carlton? No. Colours coming out here?
I have invested in Vanbrugh Castle on a few occasions. And as Brent said, has been knocking on the door.
Muddling races. Weren't you listening? Muddling races for Vanbrugh Castle. And now has stepped up to the 2050, the time honoured, at Mornington, and is in the right race. So 330 into 420, Al. I think it was about $13.
Let's put this on the table as well pre-race, that this was a captain's call. Brent Stanley was your man for the day.
Yep, spot on. No, I did some homework yesterday, you blokes don't do very often.
As a first for everything?
Yeah. and decided that Brent was our man, he will get a winner. Now, I wasn't expecting the double selection, I must admit. That is a bit of a spanner. But we're going to back him in. 1386 pre-multiplier.